taking that thing so long? Who's taking it? Golly, it's silent for so long. What the hell's going on? Hi, everybody. Happy Friday. This is your nigga, and this is your nigga, your psychology. Today is Friday, February the 7th, a week from Valentine's Day. So get ready, Valentine's. Okay, you got a week. No excuse for being late or forgetting. And it's on a Friday. So you, God set you up this year. Should be very nice, right? Today we're talking about, or this hour, because I'll be back a little later. If I don't get too sleepy and have to take a nap, that's what happened yesterday. We'll talk about the Freedom Riders. Yeah, that's our Black History for tonight. But today we're finishing up our social psychology. Social psychology's big ideas. Because I wanted to start like any good teacher. We're going to start at the beginning, and then where we're going to end is prejudice, disliking others, because that's a whole lot of that going on right now. Even me, I can't even go outside no more without somebody pissing me off. So I promised myself today, and I did really good. Yesterday, it was horrible. Today, I did really good. I'm like, no matter what happens, I'm going to be nice to people. I'm going to let them go first. All of that. Because people just mad. And if you watch the news, you just keep getting mad. So my social psychology stuff is here to help you navigate your brain through society and maybe give you a better understanding of why things are going on, why people do the things that they do. And that you don't have to be a part of that craziness because you understand the source of the craziness. And you can step outside of that shit and say, oh, okay, well, I'm going to step outside and I'm going to do it this way. Okay, so where we're going today is just a continuation of what we did on the last social psychology class where we talked about what social psychology was, right, which is the science that studies the influences of our situations, with a special attention on how we view and affect one another. And more precisely, right, it is the scientific study of how people think about, influence, and relate to one another. Okay, so when you think about prejudice, right, that's all that, right? So we're going to start with that. And so I just wanted to go over what social psychology's big ideas were, are, what they study, and what they think about as opposed to other things. And so it gives a good comparison where it says that what we'll do right now is to identify and describe the central concepts behind social psychology because we are social beings, right? We deal with each other. Only time we are not a social being is when we're alone. Right? We're a social being as soon as somebody shows up, whether it's our mom, oh, how I wish, or our spouse, or our grandkids, or our neighbor we don't like, or driving on the freeway. All of those are social situations, and social psychology shows us that in each of those situations, we become different people. And that's very interesting. Because I know I am not the same person with my clients as I am with my beautiful, wonderful, marvelous three grandsons. We are all 5, 11, and 2 together. You know? So depending on who you're with, that's the social situation. So we act differently. So social psychology big ideas are thus and so. So we're going to talk about those and kind of give you an idea of what each means. So just a little, says in many academic fields, the results of tens of thousands of studies, the conclusions of thousands of investigators, and the insight of hundreds of theorists can be boiled down to a few central ideas. So in biology offers us natural selection and adaptation. So when we talk about biology, that's what we think about. When we talk about sociology builds on concepts such as social structure and organization. Music harnesses our ideas of rhythm, melody, and harmony. Well, similarly, social psychology builds on a short list of fundamental principles that will be worth remembering. Social person, long after you forget the details. Okay, our short list of great ideas we ought never to forget includes some of the following. And so here we go. There's about five of them. First idea is we construct our social reality. People have an irresistible urge to explain behavior, to attribute it to some cause, and therefore to make it orderly, predictable, and controllable. You and I may react differently to a situation because we think differently, right? I always say you got 10,000 minds, you're going to work 10,000 different ways. Right? Because we're all individuals. How we react to a friend's insult depends on whether we attribute it to hostility or just to a bad day. Okay, so they've done studies, and after all the studies, here's the crux of it. There is an objective reality. Remember, our subject is we construct our social reality. We do it individually. And so the crux of it says that there is an objective reality. So the difference between objective and subjective needs to be defined for most people. And we shall do that right now. So when you think objectively, okay, you are, well, let's talk about thinking subjectively. That's easy first because a lot of people do that. They have subjective thinking. So when we think subjectively, we're thinking with all of our biases intact. So if we're thinking subjectively, we're infusing our prejudice, our biases, and all of that. But when we are thinking objectively, we are not. Okay? So subjective means my attitudes towards whatever, I'm going to interject my attitude. That's objective. Objective, we are not. We're trying to be fair. We're taking our biases out. We're just trying to be fair. Okay, so what social psychology says in terms of we construct or we create our social reality is that there is an objective reality out there, meaning there is a reality out there minus your biases and opinions, but we always view it from the lens of our beliefs and our values. Of course, right? Everything we view from the perspective of our beliefs and our values. Just look at our government. Oh, my God. If we view things from the perspective of the truth, right, we'd have President Pence right now, bro. Okay, so that's number one in social psychology. And so when we try to figure people out, when we say, damn, what is wrong with that, bro, or vice versa, when they try to figure you out, they don't know what you know. They're not in your brain. You know, that's why we got the DSM, the Diagnostic Manual for Mental Disorders, because if you do certain things on the outside, we go, oh, I can't wait to talk about some of that shit. When your body does certain things on the outside, well, that's kind of a clue what's going on in your crazy little brain. That's why we love psychology. Okay, so first big idea of social psychology is that we construct our social reality. We have an objective reality out there, but we always see it from the perspective of our ideas and our beliefs. Of course we do. Okay, number two, our social intuitions are often powerful, but sometimes perilous. I like this one. Our social intuitions, so those are two words you probably never put together before or thought about before now. Our social intuitions are often powerful, but perilous. Like, social intuition is like, oh, I'm afraid to fly. And I am. I'm afraid to fly. Right? Oh, I'm scared to fly. But what are the statistics? Right? More people die driving than science. Because we perceive the thing that we find out about as something that happens a lot. You know, that's kind of weird. Like, so once we find out that there are terrorists, that people do certain things, we assume that that happens a lot just because it's coming to our awareness. So just because we saw, like, one plane crash, we assume that the one we're getting on is going to crash if you don't like flying. And that's a perilous thought. Okay, and I have one that black people can relate to a lot. Okay, but let me read some stuff out of the book before I tell mine. Okay, so our instant intuition shaped fears, i.e., is flying dangerous? Impressions, can I trust him? And relationships, does she like me? Intuitions influence presidents in times of crisis, gamblers at the table, jurors assessing guilt, and personnel directors screening black people, you might as well say, and personnel directors screening applicants. Such intuitions are commonplace. Indeed, psychological science reveals a fascinating unconscious mind, an intuitive backstage mind, that Freud never told us about. More than psychologists realized until recently, thinking occurs off stage, out of sight. Our intuitive capacities are revealed by studies of what later chapters in this book, will explain as automatic processing, or something we've heard as black people, implicit memory or implicit bias backstage. Right? Oh, I'm not a racist, but everything you do, you act like you're one. Right? So our social intuitions, they're powerful, right? Social intuition. So our social thoughts, our social intuitions about an idea or something, they can be perilous. All right. Thinking memory, the attitudes all operate on two levels. One conscious and deliberate, the other unconscious and automatic. Okay, so today's researchers call it dual processing. We know more than we know that we know, and we think on two levels, and we know that. So it says intuition is huge, but intuition is also perilous. For example, as we cruise through life, mostly on automatic pilot, we intuitively judge the likelihood of things by how easily various instances come to mind. Okay, so that's what I was talking about. We see a terrorist and think, oh, that happens all the time. We carry readily available mental images of plane crashes. Thus, most people fear flying more than driving. Okay, and many will drive great distances to avoid risking the skies. Actually, we are many times safer per mile traveled in a commercial plane than in a motor vehicle. Okay, so when something comes to our mind, they say it's perilous. We tend to think that this thing will happen to us or happen all the time just because it happened one time. You know, and so to constantly put the image of black men as criminals or black men being arrested over centuries and centuries and centuries, then it comes to the minds of even black people that police and crime and black people are synonymous, you see. And America knows, if I know it, it's in my book in 2020. America knew it in 1820, 1720, whenever the hell they decided to make this system to where that we are subject to today. So it's important to know that, yeah, they're going to shoot you. Shit, fuck, yeah. They got shit back in the, and you give the scariest of the scary a fucking gun, bro. So, yeah, they're going to shoot you because they've got it in the back of their mind that they've had in their mind since they were born, since their grandpa was talking about your black ass. And now somebody made him a cop and gave him a gun and put him in your black ass neighborhood
All of this is this, people. All of this is this. And it's up to us, see, to get leaders that make laws and policies that know, they know this is this, and to put things in place to stop and to make people aware that this is this, and you need to stop that, because the only person that's hurting is the one without the power, right? All right. Even our intuitions about ourselves can err. We intuitively trust our memories more than we should. We misread our own minds in experiments. We deny being affected by things that do influence us. Like, oh, I'm not a racist, but you do racist things. We mispredict our own feelings. How bad we feel a year from now if we lose our job or our romance breaks up, or how good we feel a year from now, even a week from now, if we win a lottery. So our social intuitions then are noteworthy for both their powers and their perils. Okay, so it's noteworthy for both ends. And so by identifying our intuitions, the gifts and the pitfalls, social psychologists aim to fortify our thinking. So social psychologists' job, maybe in a diversity class, right, that they would teach law enforcement or corporations that have like 1,000 people but only have like 3 black people, that probably makes life so miserable for those 3 black people. So psychologists' job is to make people aware that you come to whatever social situation that you find yourself in, whether it's driving on the freeway, going to McDonald's, inside the McDonald's, at the grocery store, walking to the parking lot, don't clutch your purse, that's your implicit bias, nobody needs your money, and as you can see, my car is better than yours, I should be clutching my shit. You see? So that's that. I love that. So it can be perilous, right? Well, it can be perilous when we're talking about a cop on the beat in my neighborhood and there's a black boy that ain't doing nothing, right? But then he makes a wrong move and then you shoot him. And they come to find out it was a Snickers, not a gun, right? It was some gummy bears, because you let your social intuition, because you weren't trained, you let your social intuition take over, and it became perilous. And as we can see in this situation between cops and a little black kid that gets shot, it's only perilous for the black kid to get shot. But understand, that's where this shit is coming from. And so somehow, some way, you as a parent of a black kid, male or female, you got to train your kid this shit before they even start going out in the real world and become targets. You got to say, like I told my, hey, like my mom told my brother, hey, they want to see you either dead or in jail. So you could choose. That's all they want for you. And it's because of this shit right here that they've never, that they've had, they've reinforced one way or another through slavery, through Jim Crow, through everything, by killing people who tried to free us from that kind of shit. They know what they're doing. So that's number 2 on the social psychology little lick, okay? So we got about 3 more, so we're going to take a quick break for a couple minutes, take a break, let you review your notes, because we, Teacher Johnson, we're going to have a test. Stacey Johnson, she's going to give you a test. All right, we'll be right back.
to Yo Nigga Yo Psychology, Social Psychology 320 with your professor Stacy Felicia Johnson. Yo niggas, we having a good time. I'm having a good time. If you ever want to call, because I change the show depending on, like I said, grandma need her nap. If you ever want to call, just keep this in your phone, boo-boo. 563-999-3011, guest calling number at any time to talk to your favorite nigga in this whole wide world. Social psychology. If nothing else, I already know I'm black. And so unless you went out there and paid $1,000 a class, damn it, okay, and learned it this, you probably ain't heard much about it. And all it'll do is help you. Shit. Better than going to church for me. Oh, I love everybody, but they, you know, why they crazy? Why they do that? Well, now I know. Right? It's all in there. So theory number three for the beautifulness of social psychology. Okay? And I'm going to blow everybody's mind because I'm going to do a little child psychology, too. We break that down. We're going to do all the psychology. But until we finish prejudice, we'll have that done probably through two things here. Black history, we do that all the time. So we, you know, this is the Yo Nigga Trifecta, right? This is number three of Yo Nigga Trifecta. Just ask a nigga sometime at night, Monday through Friday. Then Yo Nigga Yo Politics. I think that's tonight, or maybe not, I'll forget. It's whenever, you'll see it. And then Yo Nigga Yo Psychology, the trifectus of Yo Nigga. And now you can go to the website, sign up your children for our construction services internship program for anybody that want to make money for their life. I don't know, that's all I can do is help you make money. That's it, like I do. You can sign up at S is in Sam, S is in Frank. Oh, wait. S is in Frank. S is in Stacy. F is in Felicia. J is in Johnson. FamilyServices.org. I swear I know who I am. I really do. But, you know. All right. Sign up there. Check it out. Our Black History is going to be up there, too. Still had two pictures, and we haven't pressed publish yet. The Freedom Riders. That's next. All right. Everything black. All right. Everything black. Everything black and beautiful. Just like you and me, baby. Let's go. So number three, social influences shape our behavior, boys and girls. We are, as Aristotle long ago observed, social animals. Of course we are, right? We speak and think in words we learn from others, right? I know I'm my mom, 100. We long to connect and to belong and to be well thought of. As social creatures, we respond to our immediate context. Sometimes the power of the social situation leads us to act contrary to our expressed attitudes. Like those fools that know Trump should have been impeached, right? Social situations. That's what psychology is all about, the power of the social situation. Okay? And nobody has more control. This is where the pastor part come in. Nobody got more control over you than you. The social situation ain't shit. You make the social situation. If you're the only nigga that got to act right, like Romney, nigga, you got to make the social situation because in the long run, everybody got to look for the goddamn forest. In the long run, doing what's right in the social situation is God. It's godly, it's good, and it's always going to stand. It's always going to come back and thank you. So, where was I? Preacher Johnson. Well, my brother was. That's good enough. Shit. All right. Let's see. Social creatures. We respond to the immediate context.
Sometimes the power of the social situation leads us to act contrary to our expressed attitudes. And I like to say, we do some shit our mama told us not to do. Indeed, powerfully evil situations sometimes overwhelm good intentions, inducing people to accept falsehoods and to comply with cruelty. And they start talking about Nazis. Okay? So, yeah, hell yeah. Social influences. Birds of a feather flock together, right? That's why over the long term, the criminal mobster, Donald Trump, end up with only criminal mobster individuals around him. And so now we have a criminal mobster motherfucker running a very distinguished, used-to-be country. And it will be again. They're like, oh, Donald Trump's president. President, nigga, not king. You know, you can only fuck up America 8 years at a time, boo. And that's pretty much where I've left it at this point. They didn't want to get rid of him, so you can only fuck it up 8 years at a time. No, and America is not Donald Trump. So go ahead, have your jollies, because guess what? As soon as the Democrats in charge, it'll be something like the Trump criminal trials coming up after 2021. They're going to call them something like that. The Trump administration criminal trial. I don't know. I'm going to look for a better name. Oh, yeah. Like the Nuremberg trials, like that, but for us, for Trump. There you go. No, you better believe it. So have your fun. Make your money. Make a little obviously kids with nothing but the last name. Oh, yeah, let them have fun, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's going to be the Trump criminal administration, criminal file, trials, and ain't nobody going to be able to hide shit. Okay, Barr ain't going to be there, Doughboy. I don't know what they think. You can only do it 8 years at a time unless they change some shit while we ain't watching. Did the nigga use his Sharpie on the Constitution? Oh, my God. Did anybody look yet? If you can't laugh, nigga, I don't know. You better. Oh, the nigga Sharpie Gate, Constitution Sharpie Gate. Has anybody looked? I haven't. This nigga that Sharpie Gate the Constitution. It's a 12 years now, bro. These white people don't let them sharpie-gate the Constitution. Y'all letting them do everything else. Shit. All right, yeah, we gonna have a civil war. Fuck, shit. Get Elijah. He 11. Come on, niggas. These niggas doing crazy. He sharpie-gate the Constitution, nigga. Article 2? What? I see Sharpie. All right, here we go. Isn't that ridiculous, though? Your own president. Not some other country somewhere. This nigga right here. All right, so let's finish. So you don't go crazy. I'm trying to help you put it all together. Social influences shape our behavior. Okay, here's a good one. I like this one. This is how I know they playing with us. Oh, yeah, that's tonight. Yo, nigga, your politics. White people don't look black people. Okay, you got to wake up and talk to somebody about your representative, whatever. It's like, you know what, we do this every 8 years because you now, it's like now you really need it. You need to treat these representatives, these leaders bad because now they need you, okay? And my nigga, my politics is all about, and somebody said it before me, that's how I know I'm a genius because I said it 2 days ago. And now I hear Jason Johnson saying it, of course, last name Johnson, so genius too. Hear him saying it today. But yeah, you got all these white people talking about the Democratic Party and the candidates and shit, but you need black people. And ain't none of these people talking to nobody black and asking nobody black what black people need. I mean, it's kind of like 2 + 2 = 4, but it didn't for Trump. Well, it does for us, nigga. So that's your nigga, your politics. Gotta do something. You gotta do something. Gotta do something. You gotta start thinking like that. You gotta do something. It's like, hit the irons while they're hot. They only are hot every 8 years, and they real hot now because this orange fool is messing up. So let's get back to social psychology. Okay, so the power of the situation also appears to, in widely different views in terms of same-sex relationships. Tell us whether you live in Africa or the Middle East, where people overwhelmingly oppose such relationships, or in Western Europe, Canada, or Australia, and we will guess your attitude, social situation, what country you live in. And they say it really shows up powerfully when you talk about same-sex relationships. If you live in Africa, Middle East, no, you're not going to be out there kissing, two boys kissing in the public square. It's just not going to happen. Okay, we become even more confident in our guests when we know your educational level. So we know even more how you're going to react to this situation when we know how far up you went in the educational, in education, college, whatever, math, you know, doctor, whatever. Okay, because they study behavior. And social psychology, any form of psychology, really, the behavioral ones, not the... Where we're looking at your outward manifestation of some inward thought, we tend to watch people, you know, especially with the social psychology, right? And the whole definition of social psychology is how you act in a social situation. So you tend to watch people and see how they act, you know. And I've seen this before. You get in a bus and there's hella room, and somebody comes sit right next to you and see how somebody acts, because there's something about us. We don't want people in our space. There's just something about the 3 feet within our space. We only want people in that space, if necessary, people that we have a relationship with. With anyone else, we naturally, our body starts to feel in ways that are unnatural. It's weird. Beautiful. Okay, so... So our culture helps us define our situations. For example, our standards regarding promptness, frankness, and clothing vary with our culture. Okay, so these are the types of things that they bullet point that vary from culture to culture. Whether you prefer a slim or a voluptuous body depends on when and where in the world you live. Whether you define social justice as equality, all receive the same, or as equity, those who earn more receive more, depends on whether your ideology has been shaped more by socialism or by capitalism. That's another one. That's interesting. Whether you tend to be expressive or reserved, casual or formal, hinges partly on your culture and your ethnicity. Whether you focus primarily on yourself, your personal needs, desires, and morality, or on your family, clan, and commercial group, and communal groups, depends on how much you are a product of modern Western civilization. Okay, very interesting. Okay, so social psychologist Hazel Marcus sums it up. People are, above all, malleable. Said differently, we adapt to our social context. So our social influences shape our behavior, of course. You walk in an African-American home at 5 o'clock at night at dinner time, especially my house when my kids were little at 5 o'clock at dinner time, you're going to see something different than you'll see at or that you'll smell and probably see in any of a different type of cultured home. You know, so that's a little of sociology and social psychology. All right, so again, number four, personal attitudes and dispositions also shape behavior. So internal forces also matter. Our internal attitudes affect our outer behavior. Of course, our internal attitudes affect our outer behavior. Our political attitudes affect our voting behavior. Our smoking attitude influence our susceptibility to peer pressure to smoke, right? So I think, for instance, our personal attitudes and dispositions also shape our behavior. And so being black, you know, you always get somebody's little behavior once you come close to them, right? If anything from, like I say, you holding your purse a little tighter or you crossing the street, even me as a black woman come across you, or your dog, hella barking when they see somebody black. Okay? So, obviously, your personal attitude, you don't trust black people, you're afraid, or there's something going on there. Okay? So your behavior's gonna be affected. Personality dispositions also affect behavior. Facing the same situation, different people may react differently. Of course. Just like yesterday. I'm going to tell you for sure. I order and I'm never doing it again. And Amazon is good for shit you don't really need or whatever, you know, fun stuff. But I order Amazon Fresh. I get some salmon. I order a 12-pack of Corona Light. What else? I get some candy, some eggs. I'm like, ooh, in 2 hours? I ain't got a trip. I'm working. Okay, he comes. Oh, first of all, he didn't come. Said he came. I don't know. I got a camera. I don't see nobody. I call. He comes back. So I have a driver's license, but I had to get a renewal, right? But I have everything in place. Everything got a barcode, whatever. Well, his barcode machine couldn't read my barcode. So he taking everything back. And so I was like, wait, what? And he's English challenged. So he don't understand nothing but drop off barcode, leave, bye, I get trouble. I'm like, wait. Call the office. And then he called, lady, she taking the beef. No ID, no barcode. Da, da, da. I was like, hey, let me talk to him. Because there's got to be an Amazon workaround. I can't be the only person with a barcode don't work. What the fucker do? He called the police on me in my front door. After I paid $60 for some beer, eggs, salmon, and some candy. So, where are we? Where am I in this list of shit? So, here I am. I said, he only calling the police because I'm black. I mean, I paid. I'm a prime customer. What's going on here? And I got to get back to work. I'm standing at my door. So I got to sit there and wait for the police to come. So I'm thinking, this fucker wouldn't have called the police. Ain't there some way around this? Whatever. I kick the shit out the door. Boop, bloop. Take your shit. I don't want it. And I was on the phone with Amazon at the time. Give me a refund. And I'm going to never do this shit again. Click. So, I don't know, yesterday was bad. It was really bad. And then I went out and got beer, and it was bad. So I'm like, I shouldn't have either went outside or talked to people today, or I should have just made a nice little drink at the bar and said, to hell with beer. I got $3 billion worth of stocked bar and no beer, and all I want is a beer. I almost went to jail police. I was like, what? What? Oh, we give you half your order, we take. No. here, boop, boop, take all this shit. And I was like, give me my money back. Yes, ma'am, we're so sorry. Social situation turned me into Godzilla. So here I am teaching this shit. I'm like, yep, that was me. And then I start being a racist, right? You don't understand English. Why you got somebody here that can't communicate the language? I'm like, I'm sure there's got to be a workaround for somebody whose barcode don't work. How I know it's my ID and not the barcode machine? And I started being a racist. Then somebody here that speaks English. It was great. We all fall down, but we get back up. We all fall down, but we get back up again. Like, you are such a hypocrite, bitch. Go get your beer and go take a nap. So, yeah, all this, that's it. That's some of my mama came out, my brothers came out, Donald Trump even came out. Social situation. Yeah, I needed my beer, boo, and I paid $60. I'm like, no. Y'all so quick to take money, Amazon, but you got shitty service. Got to go to the office except for on Saturday and Sunday to pick up my Prime delivery. Because you don't want to walk your ass up some stairs Monday through Friday. Because 10,000 people in here is getting something. Anyway, social situations. You see what I'm saying? So if I know better, I can come home and repent, right? Because I know this. I can come home and quickly repent and say, look, you just read that in the book, man. Here you go. It's crazy. Life is crazy. It's crazy being like this. Knowing. That's what God gets you the most, right? When you know and you still fuck up. That's why I love God. Because I know. And I just say, God, you know I know. And then I realized a whole lot of other stuff going on in my life, in my body. Signs of life are coming back. I'm like, I'm 55, God. What are you doing? What, I need condoms now? Life is great. Signs of life are coming back. Like, what's going on? What's really going on? So, social psychology. Beautiful. All right, so here we go. What's next? So, facing the same situation, I'm sure if it was a brother, right? He wouldn't have called the police on me. I'm sure, I'm almost certain, even somebody white would not have called the police on me. He just had a language barrier, and I was like, oh, hell no, I paid for this shit, I'm taking it. That didn't translate well. That translated into, I called the police, 911. So, whatever. I'm never doing it again. I walked my happy ass right a block down the street to the store. Got the same beer. In a fraction of the time. So here is one of our last ones here, boys and girls. So hopefully you're laughing at my experience that I can live it so you don't have to kind of stuff. All right. So social behavior is biologically rooted. Oh, hell yeah. And that's why I try to say a lot of shit that I say. Everything is in your genes, boo. Okay, social psychology provides us with the ever-growing insight into our behavioral biological foundations. Many of our social behaviors reflect a deep biological wisdom. Everyone who has taken introductory psychology has learned that nature and nurture together form who we are. Just in nature and nurture. So nature is your genes, right? Nature is your genes your mom and dad gave you by you know, natural nature. And then nurture is how they, what happens after you come out the womb, right? How you are nurtured. So psychology or the makings of who we are is most definitely the combination of those two things. Just as the area of a rectangle is determined by both its length and its width, Biology and experience both shape us. As evolutionary psychologists remind us, our inherited human nature predisposes us to behave in ways that helped our ancestors survive and reproduce. Okay, so you have to think that is, okay, again, as evolutionary psychologists, there's so many areas of psychology, that's why it's so beautiful. Remind us, our inherited human nature presupposes us to behave in ways that helped our ancestors survive and reproduce. We carry the genes of those whose traits enabled them to survive and reproduce. Our behavior, too, aims to send our DNA into the future. Thus, evolutionary psychologists ask how natural selection might predispose our actions when dating and mating and hating and hurting, caring and sharing. Nature also endows us with an enormous capacity to learn and to adapt to varied environments. Ancestors of slaves, we are sensitive and responsive to our social context. In every psychological event, every thought, every emotion, and every behavior, those are our psychological events, starting with thought, emotion, and ending in behavior, is simultaneously a biological event. Then we can also examine the neurobiology that underlies social behavior. So what that means is every psychological event, every thought, emotion, and behavior is also a biological event. So what that means, when we feel a certain way, there are certain things in our body that are actually taking place. And so when we go over some of the human text reality stuff and the science, or no, more like the biological psychology stuff, the science of arousal and what happens in your brain and how and the effects that goes from your brain to your body to outer, whoa, that's great. Same thing. Okay, so when things happen in your brain, there is a biological effect. And what this is saying is that we can study those biological effects. Okay? So, what brain areas enable our experience to love and contempt, helping and aggression, perception and belief? Do extroverts, as some research suggests, require more stimulation to keep their brain aroused? When shown a friendly face, do socially secure people, more than shy people, respond in a brain area concerned with reward? How do brain, mind, and behavior function together as one coordinated system? What does the timing of brain events reveal about how we process information? Such questions are asked by those in social neuroscience. So social neuroscience, right? Social, those social things, love, hate, contempt, when you're feeling those things, they'll show you a picture or whatever, and they'll say, well, what are you feeling? And then they can actually measure certain things within your brain and see where brain activity is going and where it's not going, and it's great. It's wonderful. So that's that. That's your social behavior is biologically rooted. Okay, so when I took abnormal psychology and the teacher said that we were going over depression and what depression is and, you know, what's the technical term or whatever and what happens or whatever, they were saying the different races, who has the highest, lowest. And they said that black African Americans have the lowest rate of depression. And so there's a few of us in the class, right? We're looking at each other like, what? And me, just from a common sense perspective, I'm thinking, well, shit, we were slaves, nigga. What worse life experience can you have than just being dead then? You was a slave that got raped and beat and had to work all fucked shit till you died and got your family taken away. Fuck, if you made it through that, what's a little 3-day notice go do for you? Oh, well, put it aside and just call the office. They know we got the money. I ain't worried about that. So, our neuroscience fixed us over time. See, I love it, man. When you know this shit, you love your body. You want to take care of your body. You understand who you are as a person. Right? Doesn't that make so much sense that the race of people that were just so beaten down, that's why we can't get up to fight nothing right now. We like, it ain't shit, man. We ain't out there picking no fucking cotton, bro. Now, ask me to pick some cotton, nigga. We got a problem. But until then, I got my Nintendo, my Wii Man coming every now and then. You know, I got a couple of girls. It's good. Nobody's more complicated than African Americans. So, yeah, you got the lowest rate of depression, nigga. Shit, hell yeah, you do it low. You should have the lowest rate of everything. But you got the highest rate of being poor. So, it's that other thing we gonna turn around, you see. We gotta turn it around. And God gonna turn it around. But you gotta believe in that shit, too. Okay? So. Don't you love it? And last but not least, boys and girls, before we end on a hopeful note that social psychology's principles are adaptable in everyday life. We're going to end this sermon on a positive note. Social psychology has the potential to illuminate your life. Just reading this book make you more hopeful, right? Just reading it's like, oh, look at this book. I got to take a test. But damn, it makes me feel so good that I'm reading it, right? Social psychology has the potential to illuminate your life. What does that mean, man? This is what they need to be. Tell your pastor, I can give him a photocopy of this. You feel me? Then it'd be worth your $10, boo-boo. But in the meantime, if you'd like to send $10 to support the nonprofit where we're trying to teach your kids, my kids, and everybody else's kids, please visit S is in Sam, F is in Frank, J is in Johnson, FamilyServices.org. I said it right that time now, didn't I? Okay, so it has the potential to illuminate your life, to make visible the subtle influence that guides your thinking and acting. It also offers many ideas about how to know ourselves better, how to win friends and how to influence people, and how to transform closed fists into open arms. Isn't that sweet? It's like a Bible verse in a psychology book. Scholars are also applying social psychology, social psychological insights, principles of social thinking, social influence, and social relations have implications for human health and well-being, for judicial procedures and juror decisions in courtrooms, and for influence behavior that will enable an environmentally sustainable human future. This, you read the Bible and you read your psychology book. Those two things together will make you have a wonderful life. So this was social psychology's big ideas. Social psychology's job is to illuminate your life in terms of your social situation, how you see people, how people see you, whether good or bad, this is what happens. And so you can tailor your thinking, your life, your reactions, your everything, right, based on your educated knowledge of the way that people see you and the way that they think. And it just makes us all, everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a team. Everything is awesome. Right? That's me and my grandson's shit right there. Let's live the dream. All right? So get with me tonight, little boo-boos, on Yo Nigga Yo Politics. All about all of that mess. And later, Yo Nigga Forever, we're going to be talking about what we're talking about. Just Ask a Nigga, we are talking about our Black History series, which now is going to be the Freedom Riders. Then we're going to go over some 1964 in general. I mean, look, I love that. That's when I was born. Nothing big. Well, civil rights got passed, but in me being born. But other than that, I really meant 1968, that beautiful, sad, but crazy year. Marcus Garvey, that's up. Those are the things that are up next. So thank you, everybody, for listening. Please call in next time, anytime you're downloading, that's great. And I will see you at a later time. Cool cats, enjoy your Friday, and I will talk to you soon because everything is awesome.